O my Lord, the unborn, you have shaken hands with me, just as a friend does with a friend, as if equal in position. I shall be engaged in the creation of different types of living entities, and I shall be occupied in your service. I shall have no perturbation, but I pray that all this may not give rise to pride, as if I were the supreme. Purport. Lord Brahma is definitely situated in the humor of friendship with the Lord. Every living being is eternally related with the personality of Godhead in one of five different transcendental humors, namely Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. We have already discussed these five kinds of humors in relationship with the personality of Godhead. It is clearly exhibited herein that Lord Brahma is related to the personality of Godhead in the transcendental humor of friendship. A pure devotee may be related with the Lord in any one of the transcendental humors, even in the humor of parenthood. But the devotee of the Lord is always a transcendental servitor. No one is equal to or greater than the Lord. That is the version of the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmaji, although eternally related with the Lord in the transcendental humor of friendship, and although entrusted with the most exalted post of creating different grades of living entities, is still conscious of his position, that he's neither the Supreme Lord nor supremely powerful. It is possible that some extremely powerful personality within or without the universe may sometimes show more power than the Lord himself. Still, the pure devotee knows that this power is a vibhuti, delegated by the Lord, and such a delegated, powerful living entity is never independent. Sri Hanumanji crossed the Indian Ocean by jumping over the sea, and Lord Sri Ramchandra engaged himself in marching over the bridge. But this does not mean that Hanumanji was more powerful than the Lord. Sometimes the Lord gives extraordinary powers to his devotee, but the devotee knows always that the power belongs to the personality of Godhead, and that the devotee is only an instrument. The pure devotee is never puffed up like the non-devotee class of men who falsely think that they are God. It is astonishing to see how a person who's being kicked by the laws of the Lord's illusory energy at every step can falsely think of becoming one with the Lord. Such thinking is the last snare of the illusory energy offered to the conditioned soul. The first illusion is that he wants to become Lord of the material world by accumulating wealth and power. But when he's frustrated in that attempt, he wants to be one with the Lord. So both becoming the most powerful man in the material world and desiring to become one with the Lord are different illusory snares. And because the pure devotees of the Lord are surrendered souls, they are above the illusory snares of Maya. Because Lord Brahma is a pure devotee, even though the first dominating deity in the material world, and therefore able to do many wonderful things, he would never, like the non-devotee with a poor fund of knowledge, have the audacity to think of becoming one with the Lord. People with a poor fund of knowledge should take lessons from Brahma when they're puffed up with the false notion of becoming God. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Shagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Setam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lulita Sri Vishakan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yavat Sakha Sakyuri Veshate Krita Praja Visarge Vipajami Bhojanam Aviklavaste Parikarmani Stito Mame Samunadha Madoja Manina. The Brahma is conscious that whatever he'll be able to do, he'll do in service to the Lord by the power of the Lord. He acknowledges Yavat Sakha Sakyur Eva Ishate Krita. You're the supreme Isha, the personality of Godhead, but you've treated me like a friend. And Prabhupada comments on that. And Prajavasarge Vipajami Bhojanam. My job will be to create the living beings. Prabhupada comments later, they're not exactly created, but their bodies are created. Vibhajami, as I shall do it differently, doesn't mean that everyone else has done it, all the other Brahmas have done it one way, but I'll do something different. Vibhajami means I'll divide up the living entities, that bhaj root, to divide. So I'll divide up the living entities in different bodies. Aviklava, without fear, without being perturbed. Parikarmani stito, I'll be situated in service. But my prayer is that I not become samuddha, samunadha madha. overwhelmed by pride. That's the tendency to become, if we do anything, we think, yes, I did it. And that's the trick of Maya. No one's equal to Krishna, no one's greater than in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th chapter. Matvat samostya bhyadika kutonyo. Arjuna prayed to Krishna that natvat sama, no one can be equal to you. There it is for those who want to become with one with God or the same as God. No one can become the same as you. Natvat samost asti. And abhyadika kuta anya. And what to speak of being greater than you? No one can even be on the same platform. The Lord is asamvardva. No one is sama and no one is urdva. No one is equal to him. No one is greater than him. That's the definition of God. If everyone were equal with God, then the term God would be meaningless. If everyone were the prime minister, or even if every minister were the prime minister, then the term prime minister would be meaningless. It means that there's so many ministers, but one stands above the others. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitanana. Vibhuti means some particular power given to the living entities. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam. Everyone is given some power, but that power is borrowed. In the first canto, we find that when Krishna left the planet, the great hero of Kurukshetra was defeated by a group of cowherds. And he admitted, Arjuna admitted, that my power was there only when Krishna gave me the power. But when he takes it away, it's gone. Actually, Lord Brahma does not create the living entities. In the beginning of the creation, he's empowered to give different bodily shapes to the living entities according to their work during the last millennium. Brahmaji's duty is just to wake the living entities from their slumber and to engage them in their proper duty. The different grades of living entities are not created by Brahmaji by his capricious whims, but he's entrusted with the task of giving the living entities different grades of body so that they can work accordingly. And still, he's conscious that he's only instrumental, so that he may not think of himself as the supreme, powerful Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, nimitta matra bhava sabhyasachi, just become my instrument. Nimitta means instrument. Matra only. Just become my instrument. Devotees of the Lord are engaged in the specific duty offered by the Lord, and such duties are successfully carried out without hindrance because they are ordained by the Lord. The credit of success goes not to the doer, but to the Lord. But persons with a poor fund of knowledge take the credit of success into their own accounts and give nothing to the credit of the Lord. that is the symptom of the non-devotee class of men. In the 18th chapter, Adhisthanam Dhatta Karta Karanam Cha Pratak Vidha Vividhas Cha Pratak Cheshta Daivam Jaivatra Panchama. In the accomplishment of any task, there are five factors: the place, the doer, the various senses employed, the different kinds of endeavor, and most important, daiva, the hand of fate or the personality of Godhead. Everything else may be all lined up, but if destiny works against you, or if it's against Krishna's plan, nothing will work. Or everything may be lined up against you, and if Krishna desires, you'll succeed. Sharira van manobhir yat karma pravrapate nadaha nayam vavi paritam va panchaite tasyahe tapa. Whatever a person is able to accomplish depends on these five factors of action. Tatraivam satikartaram atmanam kevalad tu yaha. So if anyone thinks, I'm the doer, it's all due to me. Pashacha krita bhutitvan nasa pashati durmatihi. Then he's a fool. Yasya nahankrita bhavo. Yasya nahankrito bhavo buddhir yasya nalipyate. Atvapi sayama lokan nahanti nanipajate. Someone who understands this, who acts in service to Krishna, is never affected by material reactions. Even if he kills someone, he's not actually killing and not entangled by material reactions. So Brahma wants to act in that spirit in devotional service, and he has the greatest, he's the number one living entity in the universe. He'll do extraordinary things, but he prays to the Lord, may I not become proud and think that I'm the person who deserves the credit. All the credit goes to Krishna. Yes, all right. Are there some comments or questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj. I was wondering if you could explain a little bit more the last point that you made about the five factors of action. And also one of them is the doer, which I think refers to the jiva, which is us, and how, because sometimes we may say we're not the doer, but we're kind of also part of the doer.
We're not the doer means we're not exclusively the doer. We're not nothing. One time, Satsrup Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada in a mood of humility, how can I think that I'm nothing? And Prabhupada said, you're not nothing. You're something, but you're not what you think you are. Not this body, not the doer. So we're also, it's not that we have no role, but we have a small role compared to the position of Krishna. Our contribution is small. But it's not nothing, it's something. And even sometimes Krishna wants to give more credit to the devotee. We hear about that. Hanumanji, you know, Lord Ramchandra just marched over the bridge, but Hanuman built it by floating stones in the ocean. So it appeared that Hanuman did more than Ram. The father likes to see the son accomplish more. So sometimes the father helps. Is that okay? Switch on.
So if sometimes we do something nicely and the devotees say, oh, well done, Prabhu, you did good.
I can't hear you at all.
Maharaj, sometimes some devotee may distribute a lot of books or have a special day and the devotee will come and say, oh, well done, you did good. So if he says, oh, Krishna empowered me, or, you know, why would Krishna empower me, you know? So, what should he say?
Well, I'm not going to prescribe what he should say. There's a Latin prayer that's in my mind. I've forgotten the first word of it. Let's see. Ah, non nomis Domine, non nomis, I don't want to mix my Sanskrit with my Latin. Te nomine tua da gloria. Is that right? Any Roman Catholics here? Love.
What's my Latin?
It's my old school hymn, actually.
Oh.
It said, Non nobis Domine, not unto us, O Lord, the praise and glory be of any deed or word, for in thy judgment lies to crown or bring to naught, nothing. Oh. All knowledge and device that man has reached or wrought.
What's the beginning of the Latin?
Non nobis Domine.
Then?
Not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us, O Lord.
No, then? The next. Do you know the next line in Latin?
What each word is.
Okay.
I can't explain each word. But
no, I was just looking for the Latin. I could, if I get the Latin, I can explain the words. Non nobis Domine. O Lord, Domine.
Not unto us. Yeah. Hmm? Not unto us.
Non nobis. Not, it's not our credit. I guess it's a kind of parampara to explain this verse. Non nobis Domine. It's not our credit. Master, O Lord. Non nobis Domine. Non nobis. Not, it's not ours. Te nomine? Is that right? The glory, to Ada glory. Actually, the glory goes to your holy name. Nomine means your holy name. It means it goes to you. Abhinnatvam namino, namino. There's no difference between the Lord and his holy name. So the credit is, it doesn't go to us. The credit goes to the personality of Godhead, and his holy name should be glorified, not me. So that's what you can tell him. But thank you, and it's nice to have some pious men here who were raised at a school where they learned something good. Thank you. Yes.
Maharaj, in the process of Lord Brahma creating Do the non-human forms come from human form?
In the process of Lord Brahma's creating, do the non-human forms
come from human
form? They come from human forms. They come from Lord Brahma, of course, all the forms, human, non-human. They come from Brahma. But they come in very, what shall we say, exceptional ways. There are all sorts of living beings who give birth to all sorts of other living beings, not at all according to genetic conventions. I'm trying to think of examples, but the race of snakes come from this person and that person. It's, so you find all sorts of living beings coming from all sorts of others in the beginning of the creation. Then it looks like later on things settle down. Is that okay? Yes.
So Marj, back on this point of the doer, so if we do something, then of course we should understand it's the credit goes to the Lord. So within that, how do we encourage each other if someone is doing something nicely? You know, like, because of course Bhaktisiddhanta says...
Well, that makes sense. We encourage others to do nicely. You can't encourage the place. You can't encourage the senses. You can't encourage the effort itself. The effort comes from the person. So, and you can't encourage the Lord. He's already in charge. So then we encourage the person.
Okay.
The so-called doer. But we may also remind him, or we may do it in such a way, to recognize that Krishna enabled you to do something wonderful. But we don't hold back. It's not that we have to be sticklers. Well, you didn't really do it. We appreciate the person dedicated himself to Krishna, so he gets credit for that. Or we're willing to give credit to everyone. You did something wonderful. But then, if we're on the receiving end, we shouldn't think, yes, I did something wonderful. We should give the credit to Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Recently, someone asked again just this quote from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that one who praises me, he is my enemy.
One who praises me is my enemy. So we'll risk that. There's already enough enemy making going on Facebook. So, by people acting with hostility toward one another. So, if we act inimically towards others by praising them, that's the lesser of two evils. It's accepted. There's a purport where Prabhupada talks about that. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how can we curb our sense of pride amongst the devotees, thinking, you know, we've served longer than you, or we've done more service, or we're better than you on a different status, you know, social status or something?
How can we curb our pride amidst the devotees, by which we think I've done so much service, or I've been serving for so many years? Well, a good preventive is to see the service that the other devotees are doing, which is quite extraordinary. We came early and we've done some service, but you look at what other devotees are doing this way these days, and it's astonishing. It's astonishing what devotees are doing. We're just, you know, if we get out of bed in the morning, we're doing real well. And people are doing distributing huge numbers of books. People are doing huge service. Gopal Krishnamurti just happens to come to mind. How many temples has he built in Delhi? I mean, just Delhi, 10? 13? another half hour has gone by. Maybe it's 18 by now. But it's just, how many temples have I established? And it's just astonishing that he's not done some, and that's just Delhi. It doesn't count other places within his areas of responsibility. So I'm just picking out Gopal Krishna Maharaj, but there's so many devotees who are doing such extraordinary service these days, or devotees who are so extraordinarily learned or extraordinary. Just to pick up, you don't mind if I pick up a few examples. Those of you who know Hari Parshad Prabhu, amazing devotee. I used to think that I was like hot stuff as far as, you know, I've read all the books. I'm kind of ahead of the devotees because, well, they were all out on Sankirtan. I was editing all the books, so I'm really familiar with the stuff. I mean, Hari Parshad is so learned. He can tell you what's in a Purana that you don't even know the name of. He's so extraordinarily learned. And on top of that, extraordinarily cultured. And very cultured, naturally cultured. You know, we work at being cultured. We have to be like, what's the word? We've been extracted from our previous way of life, if you call it that, and we're trying to become cultured. And here's a person, there are others also, who are just naturally so cultured. Such a cultured person. And there are many. What right, just by being a little objective, what right do we have to be all proud of our accomplishments when you look at what so many other devotees have done? It's extraordinary. So that's one thought. And we can just look around us and see what others are doing and then think, yeah, maybe I did something.
I was just thinking about the Bhagavad Gita itself, when Arjuna was told by Krishna, look, you don't have to do anything. It's already done. So you just do what you've been asked to do.
Yeah, you have to do something, but not much. Just, as you said, do what you've been asked to do. You don't have to do more than that. And as Prabhupada mentioned at the end of the purport, that it's already ordained? It's already ordained by the Lord. So you just have to do your little bit. You know, you just go out there and fight. And I'll kill Drona, I'll kill Bhishma, I'll kill Jayadratha, I'll kill all those people. You just wave your sword a little bit and shoot some arrows, and I'll kill all of them. Nimitta matra. Or you become my instrument, you shoot your arrows, I'll make sure they succeed. And Prabhupada gave the example that Prithividyatache Nagaradigram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already said, my name will be everywhere. So he told us, go out and get the credit. He said, otherwise somebody else will. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I struggle with pride.
I'm sorry?
I definitely struggle with pride.
You struggle with pride?
Yeah, and I feel quite helpless as to what I'm supposed to do with it, besides just...
Well, just see. You're struggling with pride, and on the other side, you're helpless. Right? First become independently powerful, then become proud.
Thank you.
Marge, I have a question.
That's Maya's trick, you know, that we do a little something and then we're thinking, woo, 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 woo. But that means Maya just tricked us, that we thought we were great and that's our downfall. Now you've become a fool. So that's Brahma's prayer, that I know I'm going to do some things that are going to be impressive, but let me not become a fool thinking that I deserve the credit for it. And that becomes the, what is that, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So let me not become proud, and that'll finish everything. And or they're taking it another way. Sanatan Goswami is teaching the abject humility. Not just, may I not become proud, but may I be, may I act in a spirit of deep humility. Sanatan Goswami is praying in that way. Yes, last.
I have a question a little off topic.
Yeah.
Well, a group of us were reading together recently, and one verse, and some things we couldn't figure out with the translation, and I had made a statement, oh, we should ask Jaidwaita Marge, and I just remembered it, so I can either ask now or later if that exists.
I can't hear you. The first problem is I can't hear you.
Okay, sorry. So we were reading one verse from, now the battery's, oh, there it is. We were reading one verse. It's 2746. And it says, surrendered souls, even from groups leading sinful lives, such as women, the labor class, the mountaineers, and the Siberians, or even the birds and beasts. And then it says, can also know about the signs of God and become liberated from the clutches of the illusory energy by surrendering to the pure devotees of the Lord and by following in their footsteps in devotional service. So we were wondering, because the Sanskrit term for Siberians was Shabaras, and we didn't know what mountaineers were. So we're just wondering if you have any insight into those two things.
Well, I'd have to look at the text and the Sanskrit, and even then I can't guarantee you that I'd have it right. But these things are stated in Bhagavatam. Elsewhere, Kirato Hunandra Palinda Pulkasha, Abhira Shumba. Kshadaya, what is that? Abhira Shumba, Yavana Kshadaya, Nye Nye Chapapa Yadapa Shreya Shreya, Shuryanti, Tasmai Prabhu Vishnavenama. Anyone from any background can become perfectly pure by taking shelter of a pure devotee. What the details are, we'd have to look. All right, it's inscribed here that we finish at 8:30, so we shall. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.